A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, it's me, Nathan, here to welcome you to this week's episode. So, this one is with Chris and Jeff. It gets pretty fun. At one point, Chris tells a story about a fiasco with a girl, and he says her name like 20 times, so I just replaced it with a little thing. I replaced it all with J2, referring to her as the second girl with the J as her first letter in her name. I made a list of all of my girlfriends and the like, so I got it all out, so I have all the letters and numbers and stuff, so that when we do reference them, that we have it good. So anyway, don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, rate and review us on iTunes, and if you go to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on that purple Amazon link. It'll help out the whole network, and I'd really appreciate it. Here's this week's episode. Thank you for listening. All right.
What the hell with Nathan Prout? It's only named that because it rhymes. Welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
So. I'm not sure how I feel about
I
that.
I don't know if I was on an episode of The Twilight Zone, or it was the beginning of like a Wiggles episode.
All I had was that. Did you come up with this? That's all I had. I start it differently every time.
I do a
little different thing every time.
That's you avoided the question.
Yes, I came up with this.
Yes, he came up with this entire thing himself.
Great.
You
so, you recognize my voice because I'm Nathan Prell. You should recognize.
Do they really?
Yes. You should be able to recognize Chris Campbell's voice because he's back.
Unfortunately, it's very distinct.
And joining us today, which is actually the same day as the last episode.
Don't give stuff like that away. It's supposed to be magical.
It's confidential.
Okay. This is a different day from any day before. Is our good friend Jeff Mockby.
It sure is.
I'm very excited about this, actually.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to be on this evening.
Okay, say something about yourself.
What types of things do we say?
I don't know. Say something interesting.
Yeah,
what did I say about myself? Nothing, really? I don't know.
Yeah, nothing really. Well, let's start off this episode with another segment of...
I don't think it has a name yet. Whatever I'm drinking.
Whatever
right
we're drinking.
I was trying to be ingenuitive. So what I did was I don't have any soda right now. So I'm like scrounging around for mixers. Because this is just a relaxing evening, so we don't have any like nobody's just taking shots. Okay, nobody's doing that right now. So
well, if we don't want to relax, I'm gonna jump right in.
So I got Jeff some tequila here, and I mixed it with some Coke, and I splashed a little bit of sweet and sour in there because I wanted to break up. I don't know how the tequila and Coke would be. And it's interesting. I probably wouldn't recommend it, but...
Let me give it a taste.
Jeff will drink just about anything, and so will I. So...
It's interesting.
Yeah, I fixed myself a simple tequila and cranberry.
And I'm happy with this cranberry.
I'm happy with what I got. It's good.
There you go. So that's what's happening.
Delicious. All right. So let's go straight into our first segment. Jeffrey, what have you been watching lately, or what have you been listening to?
I have actually, ironically, I don't know that anybody around this table knows this yet, but have been quite fond of the new Fall Out Boy album.
Okay.
And have been listening to that quite often.
I'm so excited that you had brought that up.
Yeah.
I love that album.
It was actually the very song playing on the drive-in this evening.
Wonderful. And what song was that?
My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
Okay.
So all right.
That's the single. That's the radio single. Okay.
So
it's a great album.
The whole album is phenomenal to me. I really feel like they did a good job with the whole thing. It's very rare that I like an entire album like that.
Yeah. Chris, you have a connection with... You have a very fond emotional...
I have a very fond... childhood emotional memories with Fall Out Boy. I grew up with them. They were my band in middle school and high school. There's references to Fall Out Boy was on my wedding vows. It's just it's all around good time. I thoroughly enjoy Fall Out Boy.
I think this album's very interesting. Very different from what they were known for.
But the same at the same time.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's got their little stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very interesting album when you listen to it as a whole.
Yeah.
Just the way that it's
from
put together
and
artistically, it's different.
What I appreciate about this album, different from the last ones, is first of all, the lyrics are a little bit easier to follow along.
Definitely.
Patrick, I mean, obviously they're always going to be like, what did he say? I don't...
Because he's got that weird
accent. I know.
It's like nothing I've ever heard.
But what I appreciate about this one is the song titles aren't full paragraphs. They're just regular two or three words, you know, word phrases.
And they actually...
That
are
about
the
actual
song. Yeah.
Except for, which I think is funny, that the one album that they've released, or the one song, I should say, that they've released so far is a single. My song's Know What You Did in the Dark is actually the longest song title on the album. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, here we go again.
But at least that is the chorus.
It's, right, it
is
the tagline, to be fair.
The basic
yes.
formula of how you name a song.
What I think is interesting is I started watching their music videos on YouTube.
In order?
So, in order. So apparently they are telling a story.
After Young
Volcanoes? No, from what I understand, there hasn't been one after Young Volcanoes, and there won't be for a while. They kind of released those first three real quick, and actually now they're kind of, not scrambling, but they're taking their time making the rest of them. What is interesting, I don't know, I just, it threw me off a little bit that the storyline of the music videos is out of sync with the order of the songs on the album.
Yes.
I feel like that would be a little bit confusing if you came in partway through and you're expecting to watch them in order of how the songs play out and you have no idea what the hell's going on, but what are you gonna do? The newest, I don't know if anybody's seen the newest video, it's very interesting. Explicit.
Mm.
And interesting.
Yeah.
I saw
random
there's random boobs.
I wasn't expecting. I'm like, oh, watching something on YouTube. This is going to be a nice video.
Boobs.
Interesting. Cannibalism. Metaphors for drug use and stuff.
Boobs.
I was like, what?
At one point they're eating their own organs.
That's what they were implying. Because they showed, like, scars and stuff.
But I don't know what
organs
they could be eating other than, like, a pancreas or a gallbladder or something.
You know, like, some spleens.
Hmm.
Probably
I
some
guess.
Spleens.
I'm not sure. Or appendix.
I don't think you need your spleen, right?
I don't know. Did we fry those up first, or we just started eating them?
I don't know. In the video, they're seen. You'd have to watch it.
They're
it's,
eating
it's
some
hard
weird
to explain.
Things.
I just had it playing
it
in the background.
It's hard
yeah,
to explain.
It is some
but,
weird
yeah.
things. So,
yes, Fall Out Boy, if you haven't listened to it, please go
check
get
them
it.
Out.
Yeah. Find it on iTunes. Look them up on YouTube. Listen to them. It's a fantastic album.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a great album. So, Jeff, what have you been doing when you're pooping?
What am I doing when I'm pooping?
Yeah, I usually play a game or something. He checks his Twitter or text or something. What do you usually
okay.
do?
Well, usually this occurs when I'm at work.
Yes, okay.
So,
and the problem too.
Usually my phone's on my desk when I travel down the hallway. The bathroom, so it's just me in the bathroom all by myself.
You just think?
I just do my thing.
See that, and this
get in and get out. Like
that's one thing I've found, and it's unfortunate about I think our society today. Obviously, growing up until I had a phone, I used to poop by myself
uh-huh.
for years.
Well,
for
not...
years and years and years, and one time I think it was last week. I left my phone at my desk. I left my phone at my desk, and I was in the bathroom alone with just me and the poop. And it was literally the most boring, awful experience. I was so bored.
Yeah.
I'm just in and out. I just do my thing. I don't need to sit in there.
Well, no, I'm not like...
I used to... When I was a kid, before I had a phone, I would play my Game Boy. Or I would bring in, like, my laptop and play a game.
You'd bring in your laptop
yes.
to the bathroom?
Because I would be playing...
That's a lot of work.
I would play, like, Oblivion or something, and I would just bring it with
That's
me.
That's pathetic. Just run to the bathroom real fast, squeeze it out, and get back.
No.
You bring your laptop
yeah,
into the bathroom?
I would stay in the bathroom way longer than
That's
I was already done.
You are unfortunate.
I know.
Not to mention, that's uncomfortable. The computer gets hot, it's on your bare legs.
Mm. Earlier today, I played 3 games of Minesweeper and lost twice, I think. 3 or 4 games, I lost twice.
because of a misclick. I clicked one space, but I guess I was just barely
off.
We know
what a misclick is, thank you.
Yeah, and lost, so I got pissed at
it.
What is
this new phenomenon with Minesweeper all of a sudden? I'm seeing it all over Instagram,
just
Facebook.
From me.
No,
I think it's
others.
Just from him. Minesweeper
just
has been around
me.
since Windows
yeah.
was invented.
Oh, yeah.
But Brooks
but
pointed
all
out
of
that,
a sudden.
Brooks pointed out that there was an app on the App Store of it, and I was like, ah, oh, cool, so I downloaded
think,
it.
To be fair, okay. I think the app market has brought back a lot of things that desktops kind of left behind when we moved away from sitting at your desktop computer to play games.
That's respectable.
I think that has enabled us to bring back a lot of Solitaire, Minesweeper, Pinball,
Free Cell.
Yeah, a lot of old games like
that. I
don't
know how to play that game.
Play what?
Free Cell.
You know how to play Free Cell?
Stupid.
No.
The guy's head goes back and forth when you
I love that guy. He's like bloop, 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 and he's like watching you. It's scary.
I have no clue how to play the game. Anyway, but so today, and then I was playing Tetris, and by the time I left the bathroom, my legs were completely asleep. It was, and then,
how
like,
long were you in
how
there?
How do your legs
know,
fall
like
asleep
20,
sitting down?
15 or 20 minutes. Because, you're sitting on the toilet, and, the pressure right on the back of your leg, so it, cuts off the blood flow.
Maybe you're just fatter than me, because
I have,
like,
a small
never
toilet.
Fell asleep
the
sitting
my
down.
My toilet is a little bit...
I sit down all day at my job.
And you don't... Maybe you
never,
just have better blood flow. I don't know.
That's possible.
My legs fall asleep all
I'm
the
German.
Time. Yeah. My legs fall asleep all the time on the toilet.
Okay.
That's weird. You're it, weird.
So do you have a Twitter account for this yet?
It's my Twitter account, at TheNathanPrell.
So those of you that are listening should tweet Nate Prell and tell us what your favorite game was as a kid.
And whether or not you would feel comfortable playing that game on the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or,
I was just tweeting about this today, and I'm a horrible... I'm sorry. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, or tweet us what your favorite game is that you currently play on the toilet.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
No, definitely get involved in this
podcast.
Get
involved in the show. I want to
I will read people's tweets on this podcast.
The live tweets on the show. Not live tweets, but like...
No, people live tweet podcasts. Like,
I know,
as
but
they
since
listen to
our
it, they it.
Podcast isn't live...
No, no, no.
And
then they when they listen to it, they live tweet it. And like you
That's
tell
not
them
live
what,
tweeting, Nate.
No, they live tweet them listening to it.
Oh my gosh. All right, whatever.
Not live... Tweeting.
That's fine.
Well,
That's
we're
fine.
Live.
That's fine.
I'd like to know what people are live tweeting about.
I know. I want people to tweet. We should do a live episode one time after we get kind of popular because
I
want to hear people
and say, "Hey, we're about to record. Tweet some things if you want to.
If
you
want, them
to mention,
the,
yeah,
that's good. That's good. What I was going to say, I was actually just tweeting about the show today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I just my thumbs. I don't understand, but I can never say a correct sentence. And anybody who's spoken with me over via the phone can attest to this. I am awful. I'm always missing a word. Mm. Sometimes entire thoughts are just gone, or it'll be the wrong word. It'll be misspelled. Punctuation is terrible, or the iPhone will correct me. I feel retarded, and I think I had to tweet my tweet. Like, I'm not even kidding, 3 separate times.
Is that why it popped up 3 times?
Yes,
I thought you were
yes,
really
that's
excited.
Right. No, I wasn't that excited.
He tweeted it, and it gets sent to my phone, and I'm like, you're going to be a podcast?
And I was
He's
like
oh what? So he goes and redoes it, and then I'm like, just a W?
I was like, wait, okay, no, to be fair, I think I was thinking in work speak because I do shorthand a lot.
Yes.
And I was like, with... Hash or forward slash Nate and Jeff.
But there wasn't even a slash, it
I know,
was just W.
I know. It's shameful.
I don't know, I feel bad sometimes when I get texts and it's missing ideas and it's like I don't
like,
know.
Or when it says do instead of don't.
Back,
yeah,
or,
it's
I get really
it's
confused sometimes.
Really awful. And I don't know how to stop it. It's terrible.
So now, since this is your first episode on the podcast, Jeff, you have to tell us your origin story.
So, I know, it sounds like we're about to be on an episode of, like, X-Men.
Yeah.
We're like, Jeff Mockbee,
origin story. So where, what's your story? What makes you you, and how did you meet me and become a friend?
I don't know, what makes me me?
Yeah, well,
you don't have to
you.
Delve too far into that.
I don't know, I feel like I'm loud and... outspoken.
Okay.
People
I get
always
least,
know what I'm thinking.
I want to get into at least one argument on this with Jeff.
Oh, we will get into an argument with Jeff.
I don't know, thus far it's been pretty tame.
Yeah, well, we really haven't talked too much about anything yet.
All right.
So.
I don't know, I feel like I'm very outspoken. People always know what's on my mind. I'm not afraid to tell someone what's what.
That's true.
Yeah. Which I think to some people might be a very unlikable quality, but to others a very likable quality. Mm. I really don't care.
I surely enjoy it.
I sometimes enjoy it. Well, because Aubrey has started this little rivalry between us.
I don't think Aubrey started that. I think that you guys...
That started with your bad direction giving.
She fuels it.
So...
Look, you asked a question. It was a flawed question. I gave you a flawed answer. We were both flawed. And Aubrey keeps bringing it up and reigniting this feud. And it's splitting us apart.
I don't think it's
don't
splitting
think
us apart.
Split
any
apart. I think that's...
Look, I think maybe I'm getting a different read from this.
That's a you
okay,
problem.
Well, you can't just talk about stuff like that without explaining it. Are you gonna backstory?
Nope.
All right.
So, anyways,
cool.
How I met you. Let's get back.
Sorry,
to
Sorry, everybody else.
Here. There was a certain friend apparently that takes credit for it, but whether or not that friend gets credit is debatable. We met one night at a game night.
Yep, game night. It was like
it
a
was
week.
A fun club meeting.
It was a week after I met everybody.
Yes. So, keeping in mind that I already knew pretty much everyone when I came to this party, but apparently others take credit for introducing me.
That's true.
Still debatable almost 3 years later, but we won't go there. So that's kind of my backstory, where my origin is from.
Yeah, we all met at a party. Well, yeah. Jeff hung out with us for the first time at this party that was known as the Fun Club. And we figured out that Jeff wasn't a square bear, like we all thought. And that he did not like us, like we all thought. And apparently he thought that we also, in turn, did not like him. That's why we never talked to each other, because we each thought that we didn't like each other. Which is very unfortunate, because we missed out on probably a good 2 years prior of friendship. So
I had no preconceived notions about it, because that was the first time.
It was literally the
first
time that he had met, yes, that he
I don't
met
remember,
Jeff.
Though, my first impression of you. I don't remember.
I think I was pretty quiet that night.
I think you were.
And...
Jeff, or Nate is chewing ice right now, which is why he sounds like a retarded kid.
I'm sorry.
It's just that I think I was pretty quiet.
Anyway, I was pretty quiet that night because, for one, I'm not good at meeting new people, and there was quite a few new people there. And I had a crush on Brittany, so I was being a little weird.
Mm. I always forget about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because when I first went in that first bridge,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, Laura's really pretty. But then I was like, no, but I kind of like Brittany. So I liked Brittany for a while.
So you had to pick one?
I had to pick one. It's the only reason I kept going. It's the only reason I went. I went because I figured Aubrey would probably... I didn't know Aubrey was dating anybody, but I figured Aubrey would probably have some cool girlfriends that I could
possibly
date.
So did you think
at
the time
point.
That by going you would have a chance at Aubrey?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. I was like, I haven't seen Aubrey in a long time, and I liked her in high school, so...
Well, all fairness, he didn't know. He didn't know.
I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
But
then
you
I was
learned
like,
real
oh,
quick.
Okay. Well, yeah, I went in there, and she was like, this is my boyfriend, Chris. I'm like, oh, okay, and then she was off the table, so it wasn't a problem.
Right.
Which is why I looked to Brittany or Laura. And I chose Brittany first, and then later on I chose Laura, and then later on I went back to Brittany, and now I'm not liking any of them. So,
and there you have it.
So that's why me and Jeff didn't really get good impressions of each other, because... Because
you were preoccupied?
Because I was not being myself.
But now you're back on the market, so if anyone out there is also on the market...
I've been on the market.
And then he likes... J2.
Yeah.
J2.
Let me tell you a story about...
J2.
We are all eating ice on this podcast.
No,
this is going to be a terrible
not all.
One.
We.
Okay, well, me and Chris are eating ice on this podcast.
I do apologize, it was very unprofessional, babe. Let me tell you a story about...
J2.
I love stories. It's the story time here. There's this girl named
J2
who works at Nate Pearl's work. And they work the night shift together. And Nate Pro, who's easily falls in love with anything that moves.
Whoa.
Hold on, I'm
not
in the middle of a story.
Anything that moves.
Likes.
They gotta
began,
look pretty good.
Began to like.
I have some high standards.
Began to like.
J2.
Which was fine. I was totally for it. I was wondering. Just stopped reading a magazine. I am. Yeah, she. Yeah.
With her weird hips? Oh. No, yeah, she has a very angry face, and it's because someone stole her top.
Aubrey has this Urban Outfitters magazine, and some of the models in here, I don't know. Anyways, back to my story. So, Napro likes this girl, and he was going to ask her out.
Why are you whispering?
Come to find out, she has a child, which is fine. I was trying not to judge, whatever. So, he asked her on this date, and she blows him off. He shows up to the restaurant. She never shows up. Okay, so she leaves. At this point, I hate her. I hate
J2.
I don't ever want to see about her, hear about her, anything. But the funniest part is my mother. Now, my mother gets very involved in everyone's
lives. Date was the day after Chris and Aubrey's wedding.
Yes.
So
everybody knew about it.
Everybody
was excited about it.
I asked her out the day before. The date was for the day after.
Yes.
So
everyone was very
knew.
Excited. Everybody was kind of looking forward to this. So then she stands him up. We all hit.
J2.
That's fine. Well, my mom doesn't know about this. She's very excited for Nate Prowl. She keeps asking about how it went. And none of us have the heart to tell her. She was an awful, awful, awful girl.
And never brought it up for months. It was like 3 months later that she finally mentioned something about it.
So, finally, I'm talking to my mom, and she's like, oh, how did it go with Nate Prell and that girl? And I was like, well, what happened was he went to the restaurant, and she didn't show up. And what's worse is they work together, and she has never spoken about it since, not said, oh, sorry for not showing up and blowing off on our date. Oh, I was asleeping. Oh, whatever. No, nothing. It's like it never happened. My mom goes, I hate her. Which is like, that's what I said. So then,
and then she texts.
My mom texts Nate Prell this huge, long, motherly thing about how, I don't know, whatever, she doesn't deserve him and all this stuff.
She doesn't know what she's missing and I'll find the right
very,
girl.
Very, very heartfelt.
It was very nice.
Very nice. So then,
that's
one day
Mama
she
Campbell
finally,
yes,
Campbell.
She finally brings it up because I don't even remember, but it came up to where she made the joke about, I guess, when I asked her where to go, like, because I asked her out that morning. We didn't nail down the plans, so that night I text her.
Don't use nail down when you're talking about dates. I don't know.
Okay. So I texted her, I'm like, do you like BJ's, the restaurant? But I didn't
say
the restaurant.
You
I just said, do you like BJ's? Immediately noticed what I had done and texted him, like, the restaurant. But so she, like, haha, not on the first date. I'm like, all right.
She's a slut. She's
playful. That's a good sign.
Super slut.
And then so.
She's a kid.
So then she stands me up, and 3 months later, she's like, oh, that's like as bad as asking for a blowjob on the first date, right? And I'm like,
and you're like, oh.
Okay, now that this has been brought up, what the hell happened? And she says, it was my fault because she was sleeping, and I didn't text her or call her to wake her up and remind her about it. It's like, it was 2 days later.
Don't even get
you
me
should
started
know,
on
you
her.
Should have known and maybe set an alarm or set a reminder that this is the thing that was happening. So, whatever.
So, fast forward to, like, a couple weeks ago.
J2.
Gets promoted to something else. Whatever. Bye-bye.
J2.
Thank God. Okay.
And I ask her.
So, Nate Prell.
I offer to take her out to dinner as, like, a celebration.
You know,
of
congratulations
promotion.
On your new job. She's a nice guy. Whatever. You know, let bygones be bygones. Water
this.
The bridge.
Okay.
Bury the hatchet. Whatever.
Yeah, this is news.
So then, what happens? I forget.
So that, she's like, yes, okay, so we were going to go on the Tuesday. We both worked that morning. So she left an hour before me. She told me to call her And if she, I didn't call her, covering
all bases this time, we're calling her. If I didn't call her, stuff by herself.
Yeah, if I didn't call her, she was gonna call me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So I get off, I take a shower, get ready. I'm like, all right. So if she wants to go right now, I'm ready to go. Whatever. So I call her, and she does not answer. I'm like,
this is strike number two.
Okay. I was supposed to call her, but I don't know, maybe she's taking a shower or dealing with a kid or whatever. So, she does not call me back. I'm waiting the whole night. I'm like, she's got to say something, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't eat. Like, I didn't eat that day. I was waiting the whole day to go and eat.
Yeah, I hate her. I hate Jessica. And she's stupid.
And so, I mean, it's from when we're recording, it's only been like a week. But still, I haven't seen her or talked to her since. There's been no communication. I have no clue what happened.
So if you ever meet...
J2.
Do not trust her.
I kind of want to find her and ask her out to dinner now.
Don't do that,
and then just blow off the plans and put them in your phone.
No, because she would... nothing. Because she would blow them off first, so it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, there, so we got Jeff's origin story. He didn't really go in too deep. Like, Jeff, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
So, I am a business... Technically, I'm a business development and operations manager for a company. So...
And who owns that company, Jeff?
I own the company.
Jeff owns the company.
Jeff owns the company, people.
It's cool.
I just don't tell a lot of people that I own the company.
I tell
everybody. But now apparently the whole world knows that I'm a company. So,
nobody knows what the company is. Like 50 people are going to know.
All right, that's
and
fine.
And nobody knows what the company is. Not important.
So but I'm also running a new company now, so now I own...
What?
Now I run two companies.
You run two companies?
I run two companies now.
Jeff is the only successful one out of all of the friends.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that successful one.
None of us have achieved our dreams yet.
I'm the only one of the friends who has my own place. Jeff lives with his parents.
Okay, yes.
So, ha!
No. But I'm...
And I'm the only one of the friends who's married. So, ha!
Whoa. I don't know if that is successful in the manner that we have failed at.
No.
That's successful,
this is like
yes.
Career success. Relationship success, you're way ahead of us. You're married, you're
in love. Just because I haven't been out there on the market shopping and...
Just because I've had bad luck out on the market shopping.
I haven't gone through the checkout line yet. Yes, very successful. Let's not discount the fact that you're married.
Career-wise,
huge.
Jeff is the most successful.
Advantage.
Fine.
He's the one we go to when we all have business questions. Or if we don't know what taxes are about. Or if we're like, what does this law mean, Jeff?
Jeff is like a dictionary for really smart stuff.
Yes, he does. He knows all that stuff.
That's true.
Because he went to business school.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I did.
So... Next is this is a serious segment, so don't mess it up.
And don't laugh.
Okay. And this is where we're gonna reveal a little something about us that people don't really commonly know. So Chris is gonna lead it off.
What?
As an example for Jeff.
Okay. Okay. When I was in high school, I was somewhat of a small time thief.
What?
Don't give me too much credit. There was a vending machine near the cafeteria at our school. And you'd put the money in, you'd punch the number, and then the soda would fall down. And then you would lift up the thing and you'd grab the soda.
You were one of those.
So, if you put money into the machine, and you type the number, but you held the little door thing up, the soda would hit the door. But it wouldn't, there was some kind of pad on the bottom that sensed it, but it didn't, since the sensor didn't buzz, it would say, oh, sold out, and it would give you your money back. But you would still get, and then you would let the soda fall, you'd take the soda, you'd take your money, and then you had free, then you would have free soda. So I think I did that probably, I'm going to say all through my sophomore, junior, and I think into my senior year, before they finally caught on to the fact that they were losing so much money from the soda machine.
Was it the same dollar all 3 years, though?
No, I don't think I was cool enough to keep the same dollar for any extended period of time.
That
but I'd surely never paid for
soda.
What
were you doing with your dollars?
What was I doing with my dollars? I don't know. I don't know. What did we do with our dollars in the early 2000s?
Probably spent it on drugs or something.
Buy candy? I spent it on drugs.
I don't know. I didn't have any money ever.
Bought candy.
Until my junior year of high school when I got a job. Because I didn't get an allowance or anything. So
oh,
I didn't
really?
Have money.
I got
never got an
awesome
allowance.
Allowance.
I always got an allowance.
My parents surely gave me an allowance.
Nope, no allowance. I didn't get ice cream for good grades because I always got straight A's.
Wait. Who got ice cream for good grades?
People
it was
get
a
ice
thing
cream
here.
I don't, well, people, you know, a lot of parents,
what?
They give you money if you get good grades or.
I surely
like
got no
stuff.
Ice cream and I got phenomenal grades.
I didn't get any money for my grades. But it was because I was always getting straight A's and my parents would have
they're like, whatever, big deal.
They're like, oh, we can't afford
no,
to
my
be
parents
paying
for A's. Smart again.
My parents paid me for good grades all through middle school and high school.
What? That's retarded.
I would have done a lot better in high school if I was getting paid.
I think I got $100 for every A that I got.
$100?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you so rich? Kind of rub it in our faces all the time. All right, Jeff, what's something that people don't know about?
All right, so something that people don't know about me, I just kind of thought of this since I didn't have anything else to think of on the way over here. I've been tipsy at work before.
What?
And this was...
I think I heard this story.
This was not any time recent in my, you know, latter than 21 years. This is, like, when I was, like, 16. I was a warehouse ops manager, and I came into the office early in the morning, and this was for a real estate company here in town. And we held training sessions the day before.
Stop banging your
for other, I'm so sorry. For other real estate agents that were there. And there was orange juice in the fridge, so I really wanted some orange juice, and I was really thirsty. So I went in, and I poured myself a nice glass of orange juice at about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, went back to my office.
And it was an orange juice?
It was like a mimosa?
It was orange juice, but it turned out that I don't know, I thought it had a strange taste to it, so I thought maybe it went bad, or whatever. I didn't know. So I went back for more.
Why'd you go back for more?
It had a good taste
this
to it.
This orange juice
so
tastes so weird.
This,
let me go back and get some more.
I think this orange juice
weird
might,
tasting
might
orange
be
juice
past date. Let's drink a whole other glass just to
just
make
to
sure
make sure.
Yes. So, anyways, I think I had about 4 or 5 glasses in. It was about 8 o'clock by that time.
4 or 5 glasses?
Yeah.
No, to be fair, if it's just regular, like, if you don't have, like, an alcoholic beverage, just downing juice, you get thirsty.
Yes.
You just, I can down a couple good glasses
you
of juice.
You should have noticed,
quickly.
Hey, something's a little up with this juice 5 glasses in.
I don't know. I mean, I was enjoying the taste of it. So by then, I think I had brought the bottle back to my desk and was just
pouring
glasses at my desk. So anyways, by that time, everyone else had come in and this and that. So I went over to my mom, who actually worked at the company, who was running the company at the time, and asked her to partake in some juice with me. And at that point is when I found out that it was tainted.
That's hilarious.
Apparently our head tech guy, who was an alcoholic, got a hold of the juice, and this was his juice. And I was...
He was probably pissed when he came to the office later that morning. There was no juice available.
He was upset.
And I was downing his juice. So needless to say, my mother dumped out the rest of the juice.
Oh, that's a waste.
And discarded it of the container.
That's hilarious.
So for the latter part
great
of that
story
day, I locked myself in my office.
Great story.
Had a huge headache, to say the least.
Now you know. You gotta watch out for those juices.
Drinking...
You never know what's
drinking
gonna
happen in the day... I've only done this a couple times, but drinking in the middle of the day just, it's fun, because you're like, oh my god, middle of the day, makes you tired. Like, once you are done with that, and you realize that it's still, like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and you have, like, an entire evening ahead of you, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we just go to bed now?
Well, this happened recently to us.
When you were drinking during the day?
Well, some of us. Yeah, drinking during the day.
We are, one of our good, really good friends is going out of town. So we went over to, he was staying with one of my friends, and we went over to their house. And his mom was like, oh my gosh, here you go. It was Nate Prell's house. Remember this? Max's going away party.
This was your taco night.
It was
taco
night.
Taco
and your
night
mom was like, hey, you want margaritas? And we were like, sure. And
the
then she was like,
crappiest margaritas.
Hey, you want some beer? And we were like, sure. sure. And she's like, hey. And so we just, we all started drinking. And it was probably like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the day.
Except for me.
Except for you.
Because I had to work that night.
Yeah, and you're...
a very responsible person.
So anyways, yeah, I realized at the time like 3:30, 4 o'clock rolled around, I'm like, I'm feeling good. And it's 4 o'clock, and I'm like, we still have an entire evening, we have plans with our friends, we have to go bowling, we have stuff to do. Mm. And I'm like, all I want to do right now is take a nap. This is an awful idea.
I just thought for espresso this, on the way to the bowling.
Yeah, evening. This is why we drink at night. This, so for people who are wondering or who think that just partying all day is a great idea, no, drink at night. Speaking of drinking. So, that's my lesson for today. Drink at night.
All right. Words of wisdom.
Holy shit.
Okay, so my thing...
I'm getting sick.
Let's see. My thing that people don't know about me... Are you going to make more noise?
You're just eating up
just
space.
Going. What do people not know about
me? When I... was...
When he gets really tired, he gets a grumpy, guys.
Sure. When I get tired, and since I get tired at different points of the day, since I work nights and stuff...
Can you read an egg?
You work a normal job, Nate Perel.
No, I work nights.
Yeah, but you still... You still work the same. Like, you work 8 hours, I work 8 hours,
it's,
I sleep for 8 hours, you sleep for 8 hours.
No.
But it's
I don't
different.
Think
your
nighttime
body,
is different for, like, the first maybe month,
no,
3 months.
No, your body's not
and
supposed
then your body
to
adjusts
be working
to it, and
at
you're
that
fine.
Time.
You've
you're
been
just
doing
grumpy.
This for hours or for years.
Whatever. Anyway, when I get tired, there's two things that happen. I either get super complimentary...
I've thus far not was able,
never
able
seen
to
that
see
side.
That.
Or... I get super, what's the word I usually use?
Me.
Snippety?
Snippety.
I get super snippety. And I just, I really grumpy, and I say mean things and get real sarcastic towards people.
Yeah, one time, Nate Perel purposefully started a fight with me, like a rivalry with me, and he actually fought me twice.
We wrestled.
And, I mean, I won both times.
I lost.
But I was like, Nate Perel, what is wrong with you?
Well, because it started, what was it? I whispered something to Aubrey.
Which I did not like.
Which he didn't hear, but
which
I didn't.
I did not like.
I didn't say anything bad, but I, either me or Aubrey told him that I said something bad. So we had this little, fake fight going on, and then it just escalated and turned into like a real rivalry for like 2 weeks from nothing. There was no reason. But my favorite moment was when we pretended to make up and we shook hands and you grabbed my hand and pulled me real close and you got right up in my ear and you're like, I will destroy you.
I said that
because Aubrey was like, you guys need to make up and no more of this. So
I believe this.
I have no memory of this happening.
She did. So we shook hands and I was gonna be like, all right, we'll drop the rivalry, and it's just handshake, pull in close, I will destroy you, and then pull away. And I was like, Aubrey, he just said he was going to destroy me.
So you're a tattletale.
Yeah, you're a little snitch. I see why I was in a fight with you.
But you broke the rules. Aubrey told us
broke
that you're
supposed
to... I broke the rules?
The rules.
The rules?
The rules.
Okay. Sounded like rules.
Don't make fun of me on my own podcast about how I can't pronounce words properly.
Nate Pro cannot pronounce words properly.
I pronounce words the way that I pronounce words.
So you not didn't probably. Argue with what I said. So I'm going to take it to be true.
They say that I say thanks weird.
Okay, hold on. I don't know if we need to move the mic a little bit closer. But people... Okay, when you... There's a difference between like thank you. Like Thanksgiving or, you know, thanks, have a nice day. Thanks for the meal. Thanks for the drink. And then like TH like in the. Or like... what's another like the...
The
thanks.
No, no, it's not that. And so he'll say the th, like thanks, but the, like the. So he'll say thanks. And he'll be like, oh, like I'll hand him something. He'll be like, oh, thanks. Or he'll be like, oh, happy Thanksgiving. And I'm like,
it doesn't sound
and it makes
wrong
my ears bleed. And
it
then I'm like, wait, what? It's wrong. It's wrong.
It's very wrong.
It's very wrong.
You get, whatever. Whatever.
And he, okay, and also, Nate Carl went through this phase where he thought it was neat to say Batman.
Batman.
And Spider-Man. And Superman.
Superman.
In which I also got in another large escalating fight with him about.
That got heated.
And he made me promise me and Max would say pterodactyl
to
get back at him. Which, for some reason, he hated. So then we had to agree, there was this big treaty and everything, that he couldn't say Batman anymore. And then we couldn't say pterodactyl.
Yeah, because pterodactyl is wrong.
So is Batman.
No, it's Batman.
No, that's how it's spelled. If it were a last name, it would be Batman.
But it's not. It's a title.
It could be Bruce Batman.
No.
No.
It's Wayne.
There are two words. Batman.
Jason Bateman. Bruce Batman.
But it's... Okay, hold on. Before we get into this discussion, let me put forth an idea for you, which I want to see what you think about.
Okay.
Would you rather be a superhero that has a secret identity, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, Peter Parker, you know, Clark Kent, people like that, mm-hmm. or a superhero whose alternate identity is perfectly known? So, for example, what's Captain America's? Steve Rogers, Tony Stark... people like that, who everyone knows that they are that superhero.
That's a really
There's pros
good
and
question.
Cons to both.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, if you have a secret identity, you know, your personal life, you don't have to really worry about it.
Unless somebody finds out your secret identity.
Yeah, you always have that threat of what if someone finds out.
Which has happened to Spider-Man multiple occasions.
But then if you... don't, if everyone knows, then everyone you come in contact with is in danger of just all of your enemies. Yeah, all the time. Everyone around you is always in danger because everyone knows who you are.
I think I'd want everyone to know who I am.
I would want everyone to know who I am. I feel like I would like that.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't. I think I would want to have a secret identity.
I want the pressure.
I would definitely... Yeah, I would want the pressure of a secret identity. And I would want... I'll be selfish. I would want the fame of knowing... Mm-hmm. Everyone knowing who I was.
I think I would want the secret identity so that I can have the time away. I could have that time where I could just be...
You could have that time away. You go to Martha's Vineyard or something like
no,
that.
No, but that's... People still know... Oh, hey, Where's Iron Man? Oh, he's at Martha's Vineyard.
I don't think anybody ever said, oh, where's Iron Man?
Whatever.
I don't think anybody was concerned about that. He wasn't that kind of a superhero.
But still, it's like, oh, this is... Everyone knows what's going on in your life at all times. If you have a secret identity, then...
So then you would make a very good celebrity.
I could just be me. No, I would be one of the celebrities who's not in the public's eye all the time. Like,
So not a very good celebrity?
No, like, so I would, yeah, I guess I wouldn't be a celebrity. If I was in movies or something
You'd be
like that,
more of, like, a Johnny Depp celebrity as opposed to, like a Brad Pitt celebrity.
Yeah, I would be
so
known.
So you'd be very reclusive.
Yeah, I'd be known. People would be like, oh, yeah, I've seen him in things. I know.
You wouldn't be known because your identity is a secret.
I know. No, we were saying a celebrity, like a celebrity
If
status.
He was just a celebrity.
It would
topic.
Be like, you know, I know of him. There are some things I know about his life, but it's not like I'm going to be all over the newspapers and stuff all the time. Well,
I'd rather be
all
over the
magazines. I wouldn't want my whole life. I would want parts of it to still be mine.
There's
like
parts of it
that
are still yours. No one takes those away from you.
Yeah,
no
one takes it away.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Nothing they
I'm sorry,
do.
Who?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Nothing they do can ever just be theirs. Everything they do is always in the news, reported on, there's pictures of it.
Speaking of... I'm sorry, I have to bring this up. Speaking of Brad Pitt, what are your thoughts on the new... on the World War Z that's coming out?
I'm interested.
The movie dramatization of the very popular book.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know, but I just know what you've told me about it. But just from movies, it's going to be really different.
Which I think is good. I was very, very sketchy when I first saw the preview for that. I did not like what they were doing with the zombies. I feel like they were all kind of some, like, hive brain, which was awful to me. And they were, like, building, like, structures out of themselves and, like, jumping on helicopters.
There's too much teamwork.
And turning over buses. And I was like, what is this crap? But I read an article about it. Brad Pitt actually produced this movie himself. He worked with, what's his face? I can't remember. Mark's somebody, the author of the book, to create the script for it. So it's his baby, which made it a little bit more interesting to me. And what they described is they wanted to give the zombies more of, like, an animalistic way about them than just, you know, undead, you know, kind of rage virus 28 days later sort of thing. And the way that they described it in the article was the animalist that they chose was kind of like the way that they move together the same way like a flock of birds or a school of fish can move in unison just because of their instinct or their perception of each other. Not that they're all connected, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like the same way that a flock of birds can all turn at the same time, our school of fish can create different shapes or do something because they all know what's going on with each other, but they're not connected, like hive brain. So I was like, okay. So I'm going to watch it, I'm trying to keep an open mind. But it's definitely, yes, it is definitely a lot different than most other conventional zombieisms, and definitely a lot different than the book. But to be honest, I mean, unless you're a super diehard fan like I am, the book is a documentary. It's a series of interviews, and nobody would really want to watch.
I like documentaries, so I would have enjoyed it.
Well, obviously, I would have enjoyed it, too. Yeah, but the mainstream zombie-loving populace that's out there right now would have never gone for it, which is a shame. But
so let's go straight into our next segment, which is things that we like.
That's a stupid segment.
It's a nice little segment. Chris, don't be mean to my segments.
Things that we like.
So, Jeff, what are some things that you like?
Such as, I mean, we just put it all out there. Things that
just things that you like.
You know, foods, shows, people, activities.
Yeah, just things. Anything that you like.
Since I don't watch a lot of TV because I'm never home, always out doing things. Good for me. Have been watching a little bit more of How I Met Your Mother when I'm over here, having, you know, kind of growing to having a liking for that show. I think it's a good show.
We've decided that you're definitely the Ted, Nate Prell.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, it just, everything about you just screams Ted.
Yes, it
and
does.
Then,
I feel like that would be Maxwell.
Maxwell would be more of the Barney.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Not
that's
at all
what I meant.
The Barney.
Yes, yes.
And then at some points, me and Jeff trade off Barney and Marshall.
Yes, but I am all around Ted.
Yes, you
all
are definitely Ted.
Ted.
You wanted to be an architect. You're really nerdy and neurotic about silly stuff.
Yes, yes. So
I am excited, though, because summer's coming, and what used to be a show on TNT, was The Closer, and is now Major Crimes. I don't know.
They changed the name of it?
They changed the name of it because they
is
kicked
Kira
off...
Is Kira Sedgwick still on it?
Who?
Kira Sedgwick?
No, she left the show, and so that's why they changed the name of the show.
So
it changed
it
last
anymore.
Season. I know. But it's actually pretty good now, even though she's not on the show. But she made the show. She was the show.
Right, she was the show.
But she's not on it anymore, unfortunately. But I'm excited because the new season's coming out next month. So
you know what is also coming out next month, on the 3rd. And I'm very excited about this. My Teen Wolf is coming back.
Ah, Teen Wolf.
I love that show.
I don't understand.
They got picked up for 24 more episodes, so it's more than the usual 12. Jackson's not going to be on it, which is going to be awkward because they wrote in this whole big part for him at the close of last season. But I'm interested to see where they go with it.
Okay. I don't understand your and Kyson's obsession with that show.
It's awesome.
I feel like it's just another stupid...
And Crystal Reed is on it?
I don't know who that is.
Look it up.
I can't. Because my phone is in use. It feels like it's just another stupid, like, Vampire Diaries or It's just another stupid teen drama.
Well, I've never seen Vampire Diaries.
We're in our 20s.
So I can't vouch
We
for that.
Should be watching adult television.
I do watch adult television. I watch a lot of adult television.
Well, you should stop watching Teen Wolf. It's teen in the name.
They're all in their 20s, too. What's the difference?
No, but the characters are in their teens.
Yeah.
If it's in their 20s, then it just seems to be called Wolf.
Young Adult Wolf. I'm going to watch Young Adult Wolf.
What are they going to do when they're not teens anymore? They got to graduate their high school or whatever.
Well, the same thing. Well, they're probably... You know what they did with One Tree Hill?
But One Tree Hill doesn't say teen in it.
Yeah, they all graduated, and then it was like 4 years later. It was brilliant.
Yeah, so is that what they're going to do with...
It'll probably be like, Hey Arnold, you never move past that one grade that you're in for 12 years.
A cartoon is different because you don't have a relay of how much time has passed. With this, it's serialized. You have time passing.
Hold on, it's what?
Serialized.
It's serialized?
Yeah, serialized.
Define that. I don't know what this is.
It goes in order. There's an order to it, an arc.
Like chronological.
It would be chronological.
Serialized.
Hold on.
Come on. Again, you have to search something that I say?
I don't understand.
Why won't you just ever just take what I say at face value?
Serial killer would mean that you've killed lots and lots of people, not that you killed them in order.
No. It's like, it's connected. It's like...
Hold on.
You're looking it up too?
I am.
The only thing I'm finding for serialized on the internet is custom mixed cereals straight to your door.
Not cereal.
Serialized on Twitter, serialized on Facebook.
Not cereal. Not with a C, with an S. Like a serial number? Cereal. Come on, guys. This is. Last time it was Arl you didn't believe me about.
Don't get me started on Arl.
It's a real word. You looked it up.
I don't like it.
Anyway. I just don't understand Teen Wolf.
It's actually...
Serialization is the process of translating data structures or object state into a format that can be stored. Booyaka. Nice try.
I'm sorry, booyaka?
Yeah, I brought it back. It's... I don't know, it's from the...
Brought it
the
back
exact
from what?
Definition is to write or publish in serial form.
In serial form, as in a number, which means they're in order.
So that would be chronological.
No, meaning the episodes go in an order, and if you watch it out of the order...
I think the word that you're trying to derive this from is series, not serial, like...
Look, whatever. I know what I'm talking about. You guys get what I'm talking about.
The internet has thus proved you wrong.
No. He proved me right. He spread the thing. I think you could just let the fans decide for this.
The fans have nothing to do with this.
Arguably, I don't know if this is a reputable company here, the Free Dictionary.
Uh-huh. What do they say?
Serialize. I-S-E, not I-Z-E. Is to arrange or to set up.
See? Arranged in an order. Serialized. If a show is serialized, then it goes in an order.
I don't know.
A cartoon
this.
Show like Hey Arnold or whatever, it's not serialized. You can watch those episodes in literally any order you want, and
they stand alone. Like
they stand
sitcom.
Alone. It's a standalone thing, yes.
They're idiosyncratic. Since we're just throwing out big words here.
Yeah, idiosyncratic, sure, whatever. But then another show like Lost or Teen Wolf is serialized. If you go out of order, there's going to be things that you miss. There's going to be things that go back to the old episodes and stuff. There's a story that you're following. Mm-hmm.
So how do we get to where we're at? What are
I
you
have
talking
absolutely
about?
Absolutely no clue. Things we like.
Nate Frost said something stupid.
We were on things that we like. And you started off with How I Met Your Mother. So Chris,
I'm sorry, I stole it from you.
That's okay.
I've been talking a lot. Jeff can talk more if he wants to. I was going to introduce something this week.
Oh yeah, you were.
I want to see if this works well. We were talking last week about how our life is a sitcom, and I have an app for that, which I love.
Okay.
It's called Pocket Sitcom.
I guess we'll find out how it plays on this podcast.
And so,
might be a little, it might be really loud.
It might, yeah, it might be kind of obnoxious, but there's several different, there's laughing and there's clapter. What?
There's
laughter
and
there's clapping, and then you can interchange the two.
Intertwine them.
Shut your mouth. At least those are wrong versions of real words.
Whatever.
I'm starting to talk like I text. So then when you say joke, it can be followed by like some laughing.
Yeah.
Or
that was,
you know,
probably super loud into the microphone.
Well, you're super loud in the microphone, so
sorry.
Like say a joke. Say a funny joke.
Okay. What did the
not that kind of a joke. Fine, I want to hear your joke.
What did the cow say to the chair?
I don't know what it
is. Moo!
Stupid.
Oh, was that one of those jokes? Oh my gosh. Nate Prell used to tell these jokes that he thought were hilarious.
No, I didn't think they were hilarious. I told them because they were crappy jokes.
Yeah, okay, he's right. I do apologize.
They were pointless jokes.
He would be like, I would be like, Nate Prell, because me and my friend Nicole were really, still are really phenomenal fake laughers.
Uh-huh.
So in order to show everyone our awesome fake laughs, we would be like, Nate Prell, tell a great joke. And he'd be like, chair. And we'd be like, blah. We would laugh
That would crack me up.
Minutes
so
and minutes on end.
Much. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll have to implement this in some other way because, I don't know, that we have to set it up for when there's actually...
I was trying to find something funny. I was on CNN's website. I was hoping that on their homepage I would find something funny.
You should look on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Or MSNBC.
Well, eventually I want to have, like, a soundboard. Like, when I actually have real mics and stuff.
I know, you should.
And then I could use my phone as my soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the future. So, Chris, did you do what you like?
No, that's fine. Just move on.
Okay. Jeff, one good thing, one bad thing that happened this week.
The singular day that we've had so far this week?
Just in the past week.
No, it could be from...
Oh,
just in general,
okay,
last
in the last
Monday.
Day. Okay.
Time.
All right.
Hold on, what's the name of this segment?
Well, isn't that just swell?
So, you have to inflect... I don't know, I learned this last time. For the pow, you have to be like, well, isn't that just swell? And then for the wow, you have to be like, well, isn't
that
just swell?
Yep, there you go.
Okay, so...
I know it's hard.
It is a pretty tough one to think
it's
of when you
tough.
Just put on the spot like that.
It is. So my pow is actually going to be work-related.
Wait, well, how about you just say it the way it's supposed to be, though?
Isn't that swell?
How are they going to hear that?
They all heard him. It's fine.
Isn't that swell?
Okay.
Anyway, so this is my pow. It is work-related. So all of last week, our email servers were down. Kind of crappy. Yeah. So that's
sorry,
my
that's
pow.
My interest level in your story.
Hey, don't bang your phone against the table.
That's my pal. I don't really have anything else crappy that happened.
Okay. Well, how about something good that happened this week?
Oh no.
That's his interest
level. That's his interest
story.
Level.
So I'll go ahead and go.
Perfect.
Let's see. Alright, so today Today at work. I'm just about to leave. I'm getting in my car, and I get a call from Aubrey. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, babe, you have to come home right now. So I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm in panic mode. I'm like, what? What's going on? What happened? She's like, there's a spider in the living room. And I'm like, she's like, there's a giant spider in the living room. I sent you a picture of it. Why didn't you get it? And I'm like, I'm working. So I look at it. It's an alright sized spider. I don't know. She took a really crappy picture, so I couldn't really gauge the size of it versus anything else in the room.
She didn't put like a quarter in
it? No. It was on the wall. What, are you going to levitate the quarter next to it?
Throw the quarter. Take a picture.
Take a picture midair? Okay, fine. So she's like, you have to come home right now. I'm like, babe, I'm 30 minutes away. I'm all the way downtown.
Does she think you could just leave your job?
I don't know. So I'm like, she's like, and I have to take a shower. And I'm like, babe, just go in just go into the bathroom.
Wait. Spider living room.
No, listen.
And she showered?
Listen. I'm like, babe, just go into the shower. Close the door. Take a towel. Put a towel along the bottom of the door, sealing the room. Nothing can get in. You'll be safe in the shower. I'll get home. I'll kill the spider. You'll be fine. Okay?
You know, actually,
fantastic plan. So then she says...
Did you say my things that I know?
So then she says, no, babe, I have to stay in the living room. And I'm like, why? Go. I just freaking told you what to do. Go in the bathroom. Close the door. She says, no. Because if I leave the living room and I go take a shower and I come back and the spider is gone, then that will be worse than the spider being in the living room, because then we won't know where the spider is and it'll just be in our house.
It's just spider. It'll catch bugs for you.
And then I realize, oh my God, she's right. So I had to leave. I had to leave right then. So I drove home.
You drove home.
You left work.
Are you kidding me?
If you remember back to the beginning of the story, I was leaving work to begin with. I was getting my car.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I guess I missed that
part. I drove home. And I came, there was a hefty spider on the wall.
Okay.
This is my fear, though. We live on the third story of our apartment complex. All our windows don't really open.
Yeah.
Our doors are closed all the time. How did this spider get in my house?
Things are small.
So unless it crawled up.
Yeah,
unless it crawled in through some kind of an air duct or up through a drain.
You know, that's really the scary
sink.
Part about spiders, is that they just show up from nowhere.
Yeah, and if you don't pay attention to them, the only thing worse than seeing a spider is seeing a spider and then losing that spider.
Well, yeah.
Where the hell did it go?
Spiders don't actually know that you're there. Their sense of, like, vision and stuff like that, it's very close with them. It's only a bit out. So, you just walking around, they're not going to notice that there's anything happening.
Oh, spiders know that stuff's happening.
No, they don't know you're there.
No, they react to me all the time. When spiders see me, they freak out and they lunge. Lunged at me when I went to kill it.
Because you probably got too close and it felt threatened.
Well, I killed it right up. Next week, I'm gonna teach a lesson about how to properly kill and dispose of spiders.
My favorite way.
Cigars with Chris... That's what we're going to be talking about. How to properly kill and dispose of spiders in a safe and effective way that doesn't harm your children, your house, or anything else except the dang spider.
All right, what's your favorite way, Jeff? I like to take the can of air that you blow out keyboards and
the
electronic
air,
devices
yes.
with,
and
flip
it
upside down, and
you
freeze.
Flash freeze them?
You flash freeze
them. That's brilliant.
Thing, and they fall
that
right to the ground.
That's cruel.
That is brilliant. One time there's a grasshopper in my office. This is a true story. Grasshopper was in my office. And they're like, Chris, kill it. I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, the youngest person who works there. I don't know why I was the one that was killing. So I go over with, like, a tissue to try to smother the grasshopper, which is large, by the way. And it's kind of hobbling. So I'm like, oh, the grasshopper, he's on his last legs, but inside too long. He's about to die. I could just grab him. He jumps at my face, which is, first of all, it's not okay. Second of all, freaked the hell out of me. I didn't like it. I cussed really loud in the office, which is embarrassing. And then, so I had to get a trash can. I had to get rid of the trash. I had to put the trash can over the wall. Then shimmy some cardboard behind the in between the trash can and the wall.
I'm sorry.
So he was
small little grasshopper
in the
and a bit like a big trash can.
Yeah, it was a good. It's an office sized trash can, so it was about
like,
you know,
the whole office, or like one you have in like a cubicle where it's
yeah, like
a
cubicle sized trash
like a
can.
Small.
You get like a 55 gallon.
Look at how big my hands are when I'm talking about.
That's really
the
big.
Trash
what your
can.
Hands are.
That's not
yeah, like
very
a
big.
Regular
no, okay,
sized
no,
trash can.
This okay size. You're telling me it's a square trash can that's like. This is like a
who
foot
the hell has
wide.
Flat trash cans?
Not
Nate.
Like
a foot
not
wide.
Like a big like a tiny bathroom sized trash can. I'm talking like a regular size like office trash can.
Like the one in my room.
I don't know what the
like
I don't, it's like
that size
like a
foot but a little
and a
bigger.
Half tall.
A little bigger than that.
Yeah, that's really small. This podcast isn't about trash can sizes. So, trash
anyways,
can
I disposed of the grasshopper. I solved it. It was fine, but it was really traumatic because it jumped at my face, and I hate stuff that jumps at my
yeah,
face.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
So I noticed that we were running a little late
yeah.
on time here.
Let me just tell my grasshopper story. When I worked as a bagger at the grocery store, in summers is grasshopper season, so the parking lot would be covered.
That's scary.
In grasshoppers.
That's scary.
Like moving the carts around.
Mm-hmm.
I was crushing grasshoppers left and right because There's so many. They're just swarmed around all of the lights. There's just a swarm.
It's like a plague.
Of grasshoppers. Yeah.
It's a plague of grasshoppers.
Just one year, it
was so
bad.
Next thing you know, like, you're
going to
die because you're the firstborn son. I wouldn't die, though.
I am
die.
The firstborn son, but I'm the third,
I wouldn't die.
Thirdborn child, though.
Oh, you're right. You wouldn't die. We'd be alive. Me and Jeff would be alive. You would be dead.
Yeah. Well,
sorry. Bye.
Oh, that really sucks. Well, anyway, so yeah, like a plague of grasshoppers. It was intense, and I had to go out there and collect carts with all of them out there.
That's scary.
It was terrifying.
I don't think
I
could do it.
I don't like bugs.
I'm not a fan of bugs.
I don't like bugs.
Not a fan.
So, yeah, we're kind of at the end of our hour here.
The end of our rope.
I'll tack on a poem at the end of this. And, Jeffrey, would you go on a date with me?
No.
Now, you had some direction from Chris. Why don't you give me a real answer? How do you really feel about this situation?
No.
No? All right. Well, I'll take it then, I guess. An answer is an answer. Can't be forced into answers.
I got a friend named...
J2.
Such a over.
No, that we already know. That doesn't
and
work.
The moral of the story here, you can't force any answers.
You can't force answers. All right. Good night, folks.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. So at the end of this one, instead of reading a poem or whatever, and I know I forgot to put something on episode 3, so apologies for that. But so at the end of this episode, I'll give you guys a little treat here. So a while ago, I watched Tosh.0 or whatever, and he did the something store gag. So I'm like, all right, $10, no problem. So I bought something on the something store, and I just got it. Like a few days ago, maybe, I don't know, a week ago maybe, and I didn't open it. I wanted to wait until it was on the podcast, so I figured, hey, let's do it right now. So let's find out what I got in the package here. It's not a box, it's like a bag kind of a thing. So I'm having some trouble. Oh, it's supposed to be easily ripped open. Okay, well, that's embarrassing. Let's see, what did I get? Ooh! A tie. I will wear this. It's got B's on it. The letter B. Or something. It's like a shade of like a really light purple. I wouldn't really know how to describe it. The right, you know, the color. I'm not a genius of colors. But so I got a tie. So there you go, guys. That's what I got from the something store. This has been fun. See you guys next week.